It's okay to be out of alignment. I do focus a lot on showing people how they can best move toward alignment. There are ways we can recognize when we're out of alignment, and then there are actionable steps that we can take to move closer to alignment. This can be tiny, this can be huge. And then one of the biggest things that I recommend always, and first and foremost, is awareness. So if we are feeling really tired and exhausted, chances are we could be out of alignment in that moment or in that season of our life. And then when you're tired and exhausted, you don't want to fucking do extra stuff. It can be really tough to add other practices and add another layer onto your day to try and get somewhere where you can't even see the light, or maybe you can't even believe that it is true, that it's really close. Alignment is close. So the first thing that I recommend is awareness. Just being aware, just being like, this is so interesting. I'm feeling really exhausted lately. Something's happening. My body's telling me something. The energetics here feel off, or I'm feeling really low, way longer than I normally do, or I'm feeling more irritable, way more than I normally do. It's a really good time to just have awareness and not feel bad for having those feelings and not feel wrong for having those feelings. And the awareness is not to find out what's wrong with you or to find out what you did wrong. It is just to simply notice, because once we look at something, we can shift it. That's all we need sometimes, is just awareness. However, the awareness can then start to incorporate patterns, and you start to realize, every time I say yes to this one particular thing, I notice that I get really tired after. Or every time let's just bring it into the day-to-day, in the morning when you wake up, is the first action that you take something for someone else, or is it something for you? And potentially, depending on how you feel afterwards, maybe it's just a matter of switching it up. Like, oh, cool, I'm going to do something quickly for myself first, and then I'll do something for someone else. And that could be our kids, or you could be checking your email and feeling like your energy is now attached to the outside world as opposed to focused on yourself. So it could be a matter of simply doing that, switching it up, being like, actually, the first person that I want to tend to today is myself. And that could take you 2 minutes, and then you can carry on and tend to other things. And to add another layer, human design offers you emotional aspects to understand, depending on your energy type, when you're feeling out of alignment and when you're feeling in alignment. So for example, generators feel satisfied. The most aligned day, you hit the bed, you hit your pillow, like, oof, that was such a good day. Satisfied. And then out of alignment, you feel a sense of frustration, and maybe you feel like, there's a lot of resistance, or you're pushing through things, and then you might feel tired before the end of the day. And I mean, hey, we're all human, and we're all learning about ourselves and learning to really shift and look within and just see, like, how do I operate? Some people are further along on that journey, and they know full well what their body feels like when they're out of alignment. But some people are really in the beginning stages. It's just a curious exploration and having awareness. Have a beautiful day.